My name is Sari Vampuya. I'm the director of Team Agility and Intact Academy. In Team Agility, we help businesses innovate more quickly than their products, and we help businesses become agile, especially in times of crisis. In Intact Academy, we give training programs for coaches and consultants where they learn to deal with making businesses innovative. We are especially busy in this time because we help businesses create and deal with the crisis that's now going on with the coronavirus. And one of the things we're learning is what type of leadership do you need? And we were saying one type of leadership is we need to create directive leadership. The next thing you need to do is you need to reestablish structure. How do you do that? And what structure are we talking about? Within businesses and within teams, we talk about a structure of boundaries, a structure of hierarchy and authority structure. We're also talking about a relational structure and a cultural structure, which we might talk about later. So let's talk about boundaries first. Within a team, we have three types of boundaries: major external, which makes the distinction between the environment and the members, who's in, who's out; major internal, which makes the difference between members and leaders, so who really has the decision-making power; and the minor internal, which differentiates the types of departments or categories of membership within the team. Now, when we're dealing with crisis, we usually see that all these boundaries or one or two boundaries are breached. So that means that the external boundary is breached. So there's so much environmental pressure that the environmental influences come into the organization. We talk about a breach of major internal boundary where people really don't support the leadership. And so the membership get leadership responsibility they shouldn't be having. Or we talk about a breach of the minor internal boundary where departments start flowing into each other and nobody really knows who's responsible for what anymore. So crisis creates breaches of boundaries. And one of the first things that leaders have to do is to reestablish the boundaries. And the order of play, again, is reestablish the major internal boundary. So reestablish the leadership. Then reestablish the relationship between members and leaders. So that means the major external boundary has to be very clear. And then reestablish the relationship between the organization and the environment to create unusual partnerships. How do you do that? Well, it's in very esoteric things and very simple things, really. How do you reestablish a major internal boundary? It means basically that you centralize decision-making during times of crisis and that you make it very clear in many ways that the leadership is in charge. Physically, let's just talk very simple things. Like physically, it means that the crisis team is in one location and one room and everybody knows where that location is. So in terms of location, people know there's a centralized leadership and all decisions are taken there. All communication goes through that point if it's relevant to the crisis. Okay. The other thing is, in terms of communication with other people, it's very clear who's in that team. And in that sense, you create a boundary which is very clear. These people are in the leadership slots and these people are outside of the leadership slot during crisis. They're recognizable. Probably they dress the same way. Interestingly enough, we usually see that happen. So everyone has the same suits on or everyone wears the same whatever. But they're recognizable. That's really important. The other way to establish the major internal boundary is to really make sure that people know that you're there for them. So that you offer them something in this time of crisis. And we talked about hope, direction, and love. Yeah. a boundary is always a physical thing, so it's objective and it's also subjective. So you have to know that when you reestablish boundaries, you're doing something physically, like a room, but you're also doing something subjectively, like the look, the feel, the giving of hope, direction, and love. They also know you're accountable. So success or fail, you're accountable. Yeah. To reestablish the major external boundary, what needs to happen is it needs to be very clear who's in and who's out. Now, it's interesting, during crisis, you actually create unusual partnerships as well. So in a sense, technically, your major external boundary gets more permeable, but you have to reestablish who's in before you can create partnership. This is the paradox of partnership. You have to be clear about who you are before you can create a relationship. And that goes for organizations. It also is true for your marriage, by the way, but that's another blog. So when we talk about reestablishing the major external boundary, what we're talking about is being very clear about you're a member and you're not a member. During normal business time, when it's not crisis, people walk in and out. People get all sorts of information. Suppliers suddenly become, you know, part of the organization. In times of crisis, actually, the boundaries become very clear, and it's very clear who's in and who's out. It's interesting now in the time of Corona that we're actually reestablishing our national boundaries. So this morning I heard that Germany sees Dutch people as people who are at risk because we've chosen a policy of controlled infection rates, and Germany has chosen for lockdown. And we'll see that more and more between countries, that you see now the whole discussion about Europe being one is set aside and people are actually closing national boundaries. And it's because of this. During times of crisis, we need to reestablish the major external boundary and say, you are part of my tribe and you're not, before we can establish partnerships. That's, again, something physical. In the case of countries, it's your national boundaries. In the case of organizations, it might be the gate around your factory, or it might be someone who gets a pass, a code to get in. It might be who has access to the computers, the internet, because now we're also seeing organizations that are closing off internet facilities to people who used to be suppliers or partners to this organization. We see that temporary workers are being thrown out and that the resources that are left in the organization are only shared with the people who are members, so who have a contract with this organization. Very interesting what's happening now. You see this in tribal law, of course, as well. When there's famine, only the clan gets fed. But we see that in all times of crisis, and it's quite a natural thing to happen. It's painful sometimes, but natural. Yeah. Luckily, we also have unusual partnerships, which I'll talk about later. So first, you reestablish the major internal boundary by establishing a crisis team who controls decision-making and communication, and who's there for you. Then you establish the major external boundary, so to be sure who's in and who's out. Some people do it the other way around, and that's also possible. It depends on if you're a startup or an established company. The next step is to reestablish the minor internal boundaries, but actually, in times of crisis, those are very loosely held. Because in times of crisis, anyone who's part of the organization becomes responsible for everything, in the sense that it doesn't really matter anymore who does it as long as it gets done. And that's what you see happening in organizations all over the place in times of crisis. Everybody rushes to kind of protect the major external boundary. And then it doesn't really matter who does the job as long as it gets done. That's what happens in crisis. Role definitions become fluid between the members. You have to be very careful that they don't get fluid in the leadership.